It's a good show.
Dan and Rand and Jay will share tales of folks so unaware they lack in grace and sometimes choose the life they choose will make the news. Breaking down each epic fail in Florida, there's half price bail. I'm happy to say they couldn't make this up. So listen to our podcast jam with co-host Arm and Dan. Bender, don't be a jerk, cause when the music hits, the funny hits, and we are gonna take you down.
Stick around. Make a sound, hunker down, it's Dumb People Town.
Hey, townies, welcome to another episode of Dumb People Town. Population you.
Population done again.
We've done it again.
Woo!
Kyle Dunnigan is on the show and our guest today, and someone that Jason and I, and Dan, but Jason and I more specifically, I don't think we laugh with a friend in the comedy world
as
more
much
as we do when we are around you. It's just,
agreed.
It is silliness and moose knuckles all the way.
And when I try to explain it to other people, I say we did this bit with the Sklars, they just stare at me.
They don't get it.
It doesn't transfer.
Most audiences stare at the two of us.
Top 10 moose knuckles on the board. We asked 14 moose knuckles.
And
what is your favorite soft drink?
The survey says,
do you know what a moose knuckle is, correct?
I think it's a when you could see the woman's parts.
No, that's camel toe. Moose knuckle is a, when a man is wearing
too tight of a spandex.
Hi, Dan Van
this
Kirk.
Whole time I didn't know what a moose knuckle
is. Now you know. Well, Dan Van Kirk is here, and Kyle, we believe that the world is getting dumber. That's just it.
I agree.
So how do we defeat it?
Did you see the proposal 2 nights ago on the ABC?
My God, I saw about
it. If you want to see evidence of the world getting dumber, it made The Bachelor look like a very
high-brow
romance.
Like Downton Abbey.
Yeah. It literally, there was four parts to it. The first, guy's behind a wall, they can't see him. Mm-hmm. And then the women come out, like 12 of them, and he just eliminates three off just looks.
Yeah, just
then they come out,
get rid of them.
No, the end of this, they get married.
Style.
Yes. So then they come out in bikinis, and he eliminates two more. Like, oh, you got a little fupa, you go.
No!
Then the next round they come out and they talk about, like, what they like. And a girl brought out a book. She's like, this is my family. I love my family. It's like, great.
It's like, great. Get rid of them.
That's great. Love some
and family. Get rid of a couple of your family members,
yes,
too. Why does he have the ability
Aunt
to get rid of
Susie? I don't like her boobs. Get her out of here.
Muffin top. Get her out.
She's got a moose knuckle. That's for dudes.
Hey, I don't like this.
And then they come out and what the last one is, he comes out at the end. Now, he has no leg. He has he's an amputee.
Oh,
this
nice
guy.
Okay.
But he doesn't say, like, I'm amputated below the knee. He says, my foot is amputated below the knee, which is not correct. But anyway, that's
also where it would be amputated.
Yes. Yeah.
My foot is amputed above the knee. Yeah,
that's
above
weird.
His foot is amputated above the elbow. That's
my shoulder.
And the two women left give this heartfelt, and they're both crying how much they love him. They haven't talked to him.
They haven't met him.
He said that, wait a minute, I recorded because I was so mad. You want to hear what he says?
Sure. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Mean, I've really jumped into this. Sorry. He has only seen them in a bikini and heard that they like playing golf in their family. So he says this.
I can't thank you guys enough for putting your hearts on the line and for coming out here and doing this absolutely crazy, crazy show. I know from the very beginning I never thought that I would find somebody as special as you guys.
What? I never thought I'd find someone as
special as you guys.
Both someone.
Anyway, I broke out into a flop sweat, and I had to...
Because that is the world that's happening, and
everyone's like, he's so deep. I want a guy like that. I want a guy with 1.5 legs who's that deep.
One and a half legs, my favorite Chuck Lorre.
His questions I forgot. Oh, he goes, are you sexually wild? So, like, this woman, like, who's in love with him, like, the first question, her husband,
are you sexually wild?
And she said, I need to get to know someone, but I, you know, do like to experiment.
You guys are so special.
He's so deep.
Love boat. All right, so that is what is happening, and we get stories sent to us by our wonderful dumb ears on the ground. Jay and I haven't heard them. You haven't heard them. Dan knows them, and Dan, we break them down, and we try and understand understand the dumb behavior with humor. Dan,
yes.
Do we have a good story?
We do. All right. This was sent in by Linz at Laid M-
like it already.
B-L-O.
Laden BLO.
Laden Blow.
Laden Blow.
L-A-D-E. Blow. M-B-L-O.
Laden Blow.
Yeah. Laden I tried, Linz. I tried. Heidelberg, which is
German for
Breaking Bad.
Dumb people.
Heidelberg Township, Pennsylvania.
Okay, so there's a lot of Dutch pretzels being made.
I can get behind that.
Yeah.
Following.
Go ahead. Find like Pennsylvania is like a, you get a lot of stories from there.
Pennsylvania,
Florida, Oregon.
Florida, Oregon.
Washington.
A lot of Washington, because the meth is up there. You know, they got something to do.
Following a road rage argument in which police say one driver pooped on another one.
What?
Wow.
A Pennsylvania farmer is charged with harassment and will receive a court citation. I'm going to read you the headline. Road rage situation leads to one man defecating on another.
Is that in his farmers only profile?
farmersonly.com. You don't have to be lonely.
You don't have to be lonely.
You don't have to be lonely. At farmers only. Poop
on
That is the highest point of escalating a road rage incident, right?
Because a belt has to come down.
A seatbelt has to come off. Overalls
have to get unclipped.
But how do you go from like, whoa, asshole, to like, hold still.
Here comes my asshole. Yeah.
I want to see an asshole. I don't mean to put it, you know, but I think this person already had to really go to the bathroom. You know what I mean? Like, it was
He was one road rage incident.
They had one in the chamber.
Before it, he's like, I got to find a place to poop. Gets in a road rage. This
two birds, one stone. At farmersonly.com.
Henry Weaver.
The claims, Earl Weaver of. All right.
Claims the road rage incident was a quote, misunderstanding.
He's the guy that pooped, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Okay, it was a toilet.
How is
now,
that?
Okay. Is this a toilet? Show me toilet. Top 10 moose toilets on the board.
Top 10 moose toilets on the board.
Look, officer. What we have is a classic pooping misunderstanding.
Sir, you pooped on this car.
He didn't understand that he needed to move.
That
when
can
I
only be taken in one way, sir.
Oh, how many? I mean, is this the best response to when you're like pre-fighting with somebody? Just like the argumentative talk where somebody's like, "What are you gonna do, man? What are you gonna do?
What am I gonna do?
What are you gonna do about it?
I'm unclipping my overalls right now.
What are you gonna do about
clip?" One down.
You think I'm in the band Color Me Bad?
You think I'm in the band?
What are you gonna do about it?
Don't give me minutes to leave.
What do you got me down here for? What are you gonna do about it?
It's really like, how does the guy not get out of the way? It's like the musket of things. Where like a lot of times go down before you get the bullet.
Set up.
There's a lot of setup to that joke.
By the way,
there's a lot of time to get out.
You can leave at any point.
What are you gonna do about it?
The overalls get unclipped.
Why are you sitting on top of me? What are you gonna do about it?
By the way, in the moment that it takes this guy to bear down, you can leave.
Yes.
Right. I mean,
the moment it takes him to get out an old National Geographic that he had next to the sink.
Maybe he got the butt in the window. You know, when there's nowhere to go.
And you don't drive away? I'm going to sit here and see what he's going to do.
Let's see how this turns out.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
There's only one scenario where it can go bad.
Maybe his asshole's going to apologize. Let me hear this out.
Maybe he'll fart and apologize.
Henry Weaver claims the road rage incident was a, quote, misunderstanding. After his irritable bowel syndrome flared up during the argument.
No.
Your officer, it was just a flare up.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
I can't control this.
I have IBS.
We're assuming he threw it at them.
No. But no. I think he pooped
shit on
the guy.
Oh, they were fighting.
I don't know.
Who knows? With no pants on. There's way too many questions.
Yeah, I know. So I'm saying, how do you go that far?
They never.
From like, use your blinker. Honey, I can yell at him. What's the worst that's going to happen?
Is he going to shit on me?
They never went into detail on how the poop.
Henry says he was having a bad day as he drove to his doctor's office. How many doctor's offices keep coming up in dumb
things? I pooped on the farmer. I had a bad day.
As he drove to his doctor's office Friday morning, and when a car pulled out in front of him, it startled him. So, this is a quote, so close it scared the dickens out of me.
Well, I think it scared something else out of you.
I know. It's right there.
Scared the...
He had it.
What was it scaring out of me?
Honey, I got to go let some Great Expectations out in the toilet. So it was the best of times. It was the worst of times.
Tale of Two Cities.
Tale of Two Shitties.
There we go. Then the day only got worse. I love that they wrote that in this article. Then the day only got worse.
Well, did it get better?
No.
Did it get better for?
Well, not even for a minute. It only got worse from there.
Weaver told NBC 10, he and the driver then both got out of their vehicles. This is after the dickens was scared out of him.
Yeah. When you crap on a guy, you probably shouldn't talk to the news afterwards.
Right. Exactly.
How is this guy doing?
Your statement to the news should be no comment.
Right. Perfect time for no comment.
Yes. I'm sorry.
I think you've said enough.
Right.
You've
said enough. Yeah.
Weaver told NBC 10, he and
the
driver...
I'll let the poop speak for itself.
Why don't you go talk to the idiot who stood there while I shit on him?
Exactly.
He needs to explain himself. He has more to explain than I do.
He does.
He told NBC 10, he and the driver then both got out of their vehicles and began arguing. As he was arguing, Weaver said his IBS kicked in, and he had to go right then and there.
So the normal thing would be like, excuse me, I'm going to go walk around to the other side of my car, and we'll finish this argument in a minute.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Instead...
Yeah, call a Zach Morris timeout. Give yourself a time.
Freeze the world.
Tee it up.
Henry Weaver says, quote, there wasn't any choice in the matter.
Yeah, there was lots of choice.
Like,
you're in the wilderness.
What was I supposed to do? Not shit on him?
Yeah. Not pull down my pants and force him down and then squeeze one out and then keep him down?
Why not poop in your pants? Well, he's obviously lying here. He's trying to get out of
Henry
a,
Weaver
a,
told
a
the Lehigh Valley Live he's talking to everybody.
It's a press conference. It's like when Terrell Owens was working out his driveway.
It's like opening Avengers.
That the men had no physical...
It's like a press junket.
He said that the men had no physical contact, but were standing close together. The situation triggered stress, and with it, his IBS.
Well, they're standing close together, meaning they're standing face to face.
No, they're back to back. You know how you argue with someone?
Right.
You're back to back.
You're like, who's taller? Me or you?
They were in that part of the argument.
Yeah. They were trying to see who's taller.
Let me take my pants off. We'll see who's taller.
Let's settle this the old-fashioned way.
These pants are bringing me down. There we go. Oh, I'm sorry.
Henry Weaver, who is not going to stop talking to any news outlet. I've put up with it for years, he said. You get worked up and you're going to have to go. I couldn't control my bowels, and he was right there, and it's just as simple as that.
This is the definition of a white lie. This is a white guy lying.
Yes.
That's what it is.
Weaver said he couldn't control the urge and wound up defecating on the other man's pant leg.
You can control that. By the way,
how?
Even if you're standing face to face, it goes behind you.
Wait a minute. Maybe it came out of the bottom of his pants.
Maybe he squeezed it so hard it came out of his penis.
The other driver never gave...
Can poop come out of your penis? Just Google that real quick.
Google that.
Is there any water? I'm so sorry. We're in the middle of this.
Yeah, you can have...
No, that's your water.
It's a thing. We'll grab it in a minute. Yeah, we'll grab it in a second.
The other driver never gave Weaver a chance to explain, which also means that the other driver does not want to talk to anybody.
No.
He's like, I got shit on. Mm-hmm. I'm not interested. The guy who shit on everybody, he wants to talk to anyone.
He needs to explain it to all of us and the world. Basically, shitting all over the news.
Yeah.
Right. He's putting his narrative out
he
on top.
He can't
stop shitting on all of our institutions.
Weaver then pleaded with anyone who would listen, saying, quote, he didn't say anything. He just got into the car and drove off and called the police. So now he's mad at the guy for not letting him explain why he accidentally pooped on.
Yeah. There's no accident, Dan.
Imagine the cop, too, being like, look, man, you pooped on a guy.
Yeah.
We're not, this doesn't need to become a whole ordeal.
No, but classic this guy blaming the other guy for not staying to argue.
Dude, right. This is Trump. This is what Trump is doing.
We don't have all the information here, right? I mean, did he pull down his pants? Why would he pull down his pants?
I don't know. Weaver says he's embarrassed by the incident and deeply regrets it.
The argument is done. If you're wearing pants and underwear, there's no way you shit on someone else's leg.
Nope. Is there a way, devil's advocate, it comes down the bottom of his pants
and just
hits
flies
his shoe,
up,
bumps, and hits and the guy's pants? Is that possible?
No. Are you talking about a magic turd theory?
Just a magic
turd theory.
One in a million shot.
Zapooper film? Did you just check the Zapooper film?
The poop went back into the lip.
The poop went back into the lip. You have to be exploding, right?
You would have to.
Dan, even if you're exploding, your underwear catches all of it.
Everything catches it.
Wait, what was it? Maybe he's wearing a little skirt or
he's wearing
like a thong. Short shorts.
A thong?
I don't know.
Even a thong would stop most of it.
If he was wearing shorts, no underpants, it is possible he poops really hard and it kind of gets all
flies everywhere.
Impossible.
Yeah.
It is not possible.
He was right against me. He was right there, Weaver said. I had to drop it. He just got me worked up. Something was going to happen. It could have easily missed him if I had turned around, but it happened then.
If I had turned around, you should have been turned around anyway.
I don't.
Like, if you feel it coming and you have the wherewithal to pull down your pants, you have the wherewithal to turn around. I love that. That wasn't an option for him.
I know.
Maybe he has an anus in the front. That does. Some people do have that front anus.
I have front anus.
Butt.
Have
front butt? You have FA?
Front
anus?
PFA.
You know, I will say this, though. I have seen footage of like bears fighting, and one of them just starts crapping. It is a animal instinct to just
let it rip.
Like, I don't think the bear was like, I'm going to poop on you. The bear.
Although, pro move, it sounds like.
It's a fear response.
Pro move.
Weaver says he's embarrassed by the incident and deeply regrets it.
At least he has some embarrassment.
Most people who know me know I'm chill.
Can't be that
embarrassed.
Which
also is not everyone who knows him.
By the way,
most people who know me know I'm chill.
There's a small sector.
I do rage at these five people.
he says, literally, it's what he says.
He can't be that ashamed, because if you were really feeling shame, you wouldn't talk to them. You wouldn't talk about it, right? You go home, you go, oh my God, please go away.
He's
got a bad lawyer who's like, lean in on this.
Here's who doesn't think he's chill. Everybody he's shit on.
Right. Most people who know me know I'm chill. You really?
Only people
yeah.
you can find
who don't think I'm chill.
He says, you really have to do something to get me you really have to do something to get me to that point.
Yep.
So he's blaming the guy.
Yeah. Right.
He told the Lehigh Valley Live, I'm not
this
proud
guy
of
wouldn't
it.
Have pushed me. I wouldn't have pushed it out.
I wouldn't have pushed him.
I'm not proud of it. I messed up. It happens.
So well, now he's saying he messed up.
It actually doesn't
happen. Wait, well, now he's saying he messed up.
Oh, he's trying to do a shit happen.
I made a mess. Like, if he just admitted his wrongdoing right there.
Right.
He said,
hey, it's all right. Shit happens.
Pushed me, and I messed up. I screwed up. You can't say you screwed up if you had an accident, an IBS accident.
You're the lawyer. You're the defense lawyer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now, that's a good argument.
Jason the lawyer, Randy the defense.
Now,
here we
come
go.
On now. Now, listen.
Yana.
My name is Randall T. Justice, and you will address me as such.
You don't need to be addressed. You already have the floor.
You will address me, or my client will come right up to the bench.
Sir, motion
and
to strike.
Crap all over
motion
your bench.
Motion to strike.
On purpose or accidental.
Motion to strike.
He cannot control anything.
My client is getting very upset. Oh, look out now, Judge. He's coming a torch.
You tell that to the judge. Now, you can sentence him however you like, but understand if it upsets him, We are not liable
for what could happen to the jury or most of the people.
He would like to address the jury box himself.
Most people would say he's chill.
A jury of his peers. I don't know that you could find 12 people as dumb as this guy.
Police tried to go to his house. He wasn't there, so they then contacted him by phone. While Henry Weaver said the officer listened to his explanation, he was still charged with harassment and will receive a court citation.
If you're an officer, and I'm an officer.
Yes.
I want to hear this guy's whole
lay it on me.
Of course. You want to be like, all right,
I don't feel like, also, you're on speaker and everyone is listening.
Right. How are you going to explain this one away, sir?
How are you
going
to squeeze your way out of this one? Well, none of those reporters did their job, because that's the question. How did that happen?
How did this physically happen?
I think he had shorts on. That's my best.
Shorts and no underwear.
Yeah.
Shorts, only way.
Yes.
Shorts
only
and no way. Underwear.
Just old dude, no
and
underwear.
He's
sat
there yelling, like, ugh,
or young guy, young guy, no underwear, and he's like, "I'm living my life."
How old is he? Are we going to find out?
Well, Weaver told NBC 10 he's not sure yet what he'll do about the citation or if he'll fight the charge.
You can't fight the charge.
It's just one of those bad days made worse, he said. The incident got carried
away. I love like he thinks like it's one it's of happened those, to him.
Like, you know.
The way the world conspires against you when you shit on someone else?
The incident got carried way out of line because of my IBS. Not me.
No. I blame the IBS.
I have a disease.
I blame the
I'm
IBS.
I'm going to ask you guys now. How old is Henry Weaver? You are our guest, Kyle Duncan, so you can go first, Tig,
so
or third.
Henry Weaver. Mm-hmm. Okay. If I'm going to take all the information you give me, and it hasn't been that much.
No.
I'll tell you this. He is not in his 20s.
We know he was going to a doctor's appointment.
Yes.
His, so people in his 20s don't anus, go to the doctor.
His prolapse.
He also uses words like everybody thinks I'm chill.
Uh-huh.
That is a young term. Wait a minute. Yeah, old man.
That's an old man thinking.
The quote was, most people who know me know
I'm
chill.
Everybody thinks I'm chill.
Okay.
Everybody thinks I'm chill.
I think
chill.
He's 30. 35 is just popping into my head.
Okay, okay. Jay.
All right, Jason Sklar.
This guy's 42.
42.
This guy is
Randy Sklar.
49 years old.
49.
49.
All right, townies. This story will be up on the Dumb People page. Unfortunately, no photos.
Oh, okay.
But you can play along and see if you were right or wrong, because get chances and now for Guess the AG. Henry Weaver is 69 years old.
Oh, my God!
I like to chill out.
You know, I was going to go for old, and then you guys brought up the chill thing.
I said 49.
Well, what was your initial thought, for real?
69, dude.
Oh, no, dude.
69, dude. I was going to say 69, dude.
No way, bro.
Dude, no, don't argue with him. He'll get upset, and then he can't control
it all over his age. Very upset in my shorts.
Wow.
That's again, story one.
There's story one down in the books. Cal Dunnigan with us. Dumb People Town off and running. Stay with us.
I like this.
All right, we'll be back with more stories right after this. Hey guys, welcome back to Dumb People Town. I will say this right now. There's a reason why hundreds of thousands of people follow this man on Instagram. I feel like you have found a way to create amazing comedy through your Instagram account. It is Kyle Dunnigan
one. Got love putting a number at the end.
On Instagram, I highly recommend everyone on
video.
Again, there was a video that you did of Carl, the redneck news guy, that it just was a while back. It was like, what's this woman doing? And Jay and I watched it. Like,
we were
squealing like children.
That 20 character times. Gets like, some people like it. Some people really don't like it. It's one of those like.
It's very polarizing.
Well, but the Craig character is that's my favorite. Craig
is so
freaking good. I just love it so much. So we're going to tell everybody out there, please go check it out. Kyle Dunnigan one, and then just, you know,
get on board.
Follow it. My nephew was like, it's not cool to have a number in your Instagram. It's like 18. He's like, no, you shouldn't do that.
You gotta get rid of it, bro. So
yeah. Like, and I tried to change it and I couldn't.
You can't, by the way, just keep it. You're doing all right on Instagram. How many followers does your nephew have?
Exactly.
Say that again. Say that to him.
This is
scoreboard.
What was the exact number of his followers?
With the three of us. Oh, that's not the number.
That's not even a number.
What would Carl say to your nephew?
Well, I'll tell you what. Numbers are pretty cool. You know what? Without them, you couldn't count stuff.
Yeah. Thanks, Carl. Maybe Carl will pop up later in the show and give us a little
break down some of the stories we covered. Dan, you have a story, a number
yes,
two.
Right? Let's do it.
Yeah.
This one's sent in by Liz Haggerty at Liz Haggerty at LizHaggerty.
Thanks, Liz.
This is a nightmare. Laura. L-O-R-A. I don't know how to talk to her.
No.
I don't know how to talk to this woman, Laura. And I can tell you she leaps to anger really quickly.
Absolutely.
Laura Goff. She needs an A and a U to calm her down, and all she has is an O.
Well, who's coming to the party? Is Laura Goff going to be there?
She's a full name person. It's always Laura Goff.
She's someone who wants to know the menu at a dinner party. You don't get to know the menu at a dinner party.
Guess what Laura Goff brought to the dinner party? Ice.
Laura Goff drove down Main Street in downtown Warrenton, Virginia on her lunch break from a nearby law firm
when she heard
a rattling sound.
There's a rattlesnake in her
steering wheel.
The officer.
There's a baby on top of her car. Okay.
She forgot to put the baby
inside the car.
She forgot to put the rattlesnake in the cage. Okay. The
baby. So she told that baby, you don't like it? Guess where you're riding? Top of car. The office manager looked down next to the steering wheel of her Cadillac SRX. She made them put that in.
Yeah, she definitely
was. Can we just say steering wheel?
No.
I got extended warranty on this lease. No,
it is an SRX. You will put that...
Aesthetic. Not some piece of shit.
So Laura's just let's just say four door Laura Yakua. If we just say
no,
four.
Not cool.
You're not cool with that. All right.
Why? It's just a car.
I'm just gonna say a regular sedan.
That's an irrelevant detail.
So many different types of steering wheels. people need to know where I'm coming from.
All right, well, it's just a regular sedan. We could just put sedan unmarked.
Mm-mm. I legally took the A and U out of my name and put an O there.
So you are very specific about it.
The office manager looked down at the steering wheel next to her Cadillac SRX and saw a snake slithering out of the air vent.
What?
Trying to stay calm, she pulled off the road, jumped out of the SUV, and dialed 911.
I thought you were going to say, and died. I was like, that. She calmly got out and then died.
And then the snake shit on Laura.
There's a picture. This will be up on the Dumb People Town page.
Oh, my God.
Coming out of the vent and you at guys. You.
Like, Dan, I want to see that again. I got to see that again. Dan, this is unbelievable. Coming out.
Is that a poisonous snake? Do we know?
We'll get to it.
I don't know.
Jumping my gun down here.
Jeez. Is that a garter snake?
I've
got a snake in my pants. I've got a snake I'd like to release in your steering wheel at the smokehouse.
And like anyone these days who has a unique event unfold before them, she snapped a picture. Quote, I thought nobody's going to believe this.
Yeah. By the way, no one believes a lot of what you say, Laura Goff. Right.
I like that she did get the steering wheel in the photo as well.
Yes. I said it was coming from right next to it, and I wanted to get some deep poultry so you know it was a Cadillac.
I'm going to go with a Ludwig on this.
Yeah. So I took out my Louis Vuitton, opened the purse to get my iPhone 10.
All right, Laura, we get it. You have nice things.
I took my Jimmy Choo shoe.
Okay, let me just take off this what is it? Jane Seymour Forever necklace.
Yeah.
It's in the way of the photo. This is the first part of the story where we got into Dumb People Town for sure. When Animal Control arrived, the Animal Control officer confessed that he too was scared of snakes.
Okay.
Oh, you're the Animal Control officer. Well, ma'am, I'm going to be honest with you. I'm not going near a car.
Ma'am, I am not trained for this.
I'm a straight shooter, and right now I'm shooting you to say, I cannot handle a snake.
Ma'am, my wife was killed by a garter snake.
A week ago, I was a greeter at Walmart.
I got this job on a dare.
The fire burn can handle this, but they're scared of fires, but they can't handle this kind of thing.
Yeah, that'd be Dumb People
Town.
That'd
be Dumb People Town. Fire department scared of fires, Animal Control scared of snakes.
I said, she quotes herself and directs herself in the quote. I said, I'm in trouble now. That's all in quotes.
Yeah.
Laura Goff recalled of her Monday incident. Mm-hmm. The snake, which she later estimated to be about 2.5 feet long, had gotten tangled in her phone cord charger.
God bless
iPhone
it.
10.
Cord, iPhone cord. 10. Yeah, exactly.
iPhone cord. Mm-hmm. At first, she said, I was in disbelief. I was like, oh my God. The thing that caught my attention is that it made a noise. That's when I saw it coming out, she said. So it like came out and was like, hey.
She doesn't say, you'd say my phone charger. She said my iPhone.
No, I made that part up. Oh,
Laura Goff.
Goff.
She'd be like, I'm an Android user.
Goff said the animal control officer tried to use a piece of equipment similar to a long pole to catch the snake, but couldn't because he's terrified of it.
This guy doesn't want to catch the snake.
Then the snake came further out of the air vent and started to move around the car. It fell under the front seat. Should have said power front seat.
Yeah, exactly.
He looked and looked, said Laura Goff about the animal control officer, and he couldn't find it. This is where it starts to get real dumb.
You lose your keys. You lose a back of an earring under a seat. But
sure.
You're not going to lose a two and a half foot snake just lose under the seat?
Well, it's roomy in an SRX.
Right. That's a really nice car.
By then, she said her lunch break was over. Well, my lunch break's over. She needed to get back to work. So she drove back to her office with the snake in the SUV.
You dummy.
No way.
Yeah.
This is
Laura Goff has
dummy.
A fucking job to do.
I mean, seriously.
Uber? What about Uber?
Burn
the car and leave it.
I would never drive that car ever.
I would do one of those, like, you know, when they tent a house and just like poison the hell of whatever's in the car.
Sure. Poison your car.
Poison the hell. Roll down the window, tent the car, and poison the hell out of that thing.
She said that her lunch break was over and she needed to get back to work, so she drove back to her office with the snake still somewhere in her SUV.
Oh my God, that is the tensest drive ever.
When she got back to the office, she said she told her colleagues. Guys, guess there what happened when Laura went to go get a salad?
Oh my! Meanwhile, Lord. You know, like her, the person who doesn't like her the most at work is like, Laura, you're 5 minutes late.
Right.
She's like, what? I have a snake in my car.
They suggested a variety of techniques to get the snake out of the car.
Let Jim look at it.
Turn the air conditioning on cold so it would come out of the from under the seat and sun itself, mm-hmm. or turn the air on hot so it would come out. I think cold would probably cold work best.
Cold dries
right?
it out. Yeah, cold dries it out.
Laura Goff searched the internet and found a tip that said to use sticky glue traps for rodents.
First of all, I love that she's searching the internet before she's searching her own car.
Right.
Yeah. Like, that's more important to her.
She borrowed a friend's car, went to a nearby hardware store, and got some and put them under her seat.
By the way, her lunch break is over. She's doing this on company time.
She's starving.
Greg over in HR is like, we have to report that you are leaving work to go get your...
I'm getting sticky traps.
I know. She worked her full day.
Stop.
And by 5 p.m., she went out to her car.
Mm-mm.
As she was driving home, she said...
Wouldn't it be funny if the snake was driving the car? You see, like, a snake head?
The window down, he's like, let's go! It's 5!
Tail hanging out over the side.
L-A-U-R. No! L-O-R-A!
As she was driving home, she said she kept moving her feet and making noise in hopes of keeping it from coming out. So now she's driving home from work.
By the way, she's making her feet look like a mouse.
And you need, by the way, you need both feet to drive. Am I right?
Yeah.
She's so, going,
Yeah, she definitely. So.
Well, actually, the Cadillac can self-drive.
I didn't know. Wow. She checked.
What kind of a Cadillac is it again, Laura?
XRT. It's an SRX.
Okay. SRX. Yes, she said, XRX.
She checked the traps and found no sign of the snake. Although she said she was scared that the snake was still in the car, she drove it, nervously, she said, the 10 minutes to her home in Rappahannock County.
No.
She's just hoping it dies of old age at some point.
Exactly. Maybe it got bored.
Overnight, she said, she didn't think about it. How do you not think about it? About a snake that you've just now let take residence in. You're like, oh, that's the snake.
She seems like a very mindful person, so this feels weird.
Yeah, this feels weird for her to just be able to sleep
in my Gordon Blendman bed. Sit back on my Carmen mattress. Satin sheets.
I have Boll & Branch sheets.
Boll & Branch.
She also...
Five U.S. sheets. Presidents have slept on these sheets.
My goose-stuffed pillow. And my snake thoughts.
I said, you know what I did? I unplugged my phone, my iPhone 10.
I set it on the West Elm.
I put it right next to my authentic cappuccino maker. And then I also set aside all of those snake thoughts. And I put it in our little tiny appliance garage.
How did she not think about it? Honey, how was work?
This is a dummy.
Oh, you know what I forgot to tell you? There's a snake in our car.
Well, how big?
Two and a half. So, like, there doesn't need any effort, like... coat hanger, jam it under. Yeah, exactly. There seems no effort
or
to
just like risk it and knife. Leave with the doors open.
Yeah.
It'd be like, it's either going to get stolen or the snake will leave. One of these things will happen in the middle of the night.
Our cousin had a stereo that he put in his like 78 Celica. I remember going to visit him, and behind this is at a point in time where like you pulled the stereo out, you could pull it out. So someone could like break in his car, steal the stereo, and in order to pull it out, he put razor blades inside there. So if someone reached in to grab it, take it.
Oh, that's smart.
That is literally like leaving a snake in your car and opening the door is like, yeah, go for it.
Yeah.
Razor blades in the stereo, bitch.
Overnight.
That's smart.
There are townies listening to this. The idea that a woman or any person would have a snake in their car and then just stop thinking about it is unfathomable.
You know, they saw it. A snake in the mind is worth one in the car.
Yeah. True. Very true.
What did she feel about the movie Snakes on a Plane?
I don't know what she forgot about. She watched it that night.
Why don't they all just sit there and bounce pretend their feet up and down?
She watches the movie that night and she's like, what does this remind me of? I'm going to bed. I'm sleeping.
On my Boll & Branch sheets.
So I'm in the Boeing 303 jet.
And I use my home nest system.
The next morning. She and her husband went outside to check and found the snake alive in the car.
Who's the dumbest person? This woman or the guy who married her?
Mm-hmm. Or the person who signed up for a job with animal control and terrified of snakes.
It looks like an SNL sketch.
So they find
he's an animal control and buddy hates snakes. He's gotta go get him, but he's really scared.
Yeah. And his name is Jake.
Mark. What's his name?
Jake the snake.
Her husband then put the snake in the back of his truck, presumably to release it into the wild. Or just a new home for the snake is in the truck. It's now a truck snake.
You know where I put it? Underneath my back wheel, and I just run back and forth about 10 times.
You're going to get letters.
That's nice. I'm in another vehicle.
I know. It's funny.
Put him in the back of the truck.
I wanted to find here, and I'll be honest with you guys, that it turned out that it was a baby brown snake, and it was not venomous. Similar to like a garden snake. Just the idea
of a giant snake, and this picture, by the way, it'll be on the Facebook page. Join the Facebook.
page. If you're just driving and you're like, oh, there's a snake
in my car. There's a snake in my boot.
There's a snake in my vent.
Woody, amazing if she was the one that got in the road rage with the shit guy, like. There's so much going on.
Yeah, exactly. She pulled that snake out.
That would be the opening of Magnolia. Surely this is not just one of those things.
Yes.
All right, guys, that's story two.
I got a snake in my vent. Kyle Dunnigan's with us. We have one more. Give us a little tease of the last story, Dan.
Two people in Dumbtown commit possibly the perfect crime.
And it's not even Dumb People Town. It's just Dumbtown.
Yeah, all right.
Dumb People Town. Two people commit a perfect Dumb Person Town crime. I call it Dumb Person Town. We'll be back with more Dumb People Town right after this. All right, guys. Welcome back to Dumb People Town. Kyle Dunnigan. Kyle Dunnigan 1 on Instagram. Hey, what is your favorite character to do of all the characters you do?
Right now I do like doing Caitlyn's fun and like the Kardashian crew.
Jenner. The recent Kardashian video of Kim, lost in her own house. Thank you. Was so funny.
Thank you. So you use
some program to sort of cover up, or you can't.
It's a lot of effort. And it's not cool to make effort on Instagram. But I thought I'd do it anyway.
It's not cool to have a one at the end of your name on Instagram either. Per your nephew.
I do like whoever just talks the most, I film them first. And then I send that to my airdrop it on my computer. I turn the volume way down. Then I do the next person so the timing's right. I have a conversation.
Got it.
So cool.
It's really great. It's really, really great.
Thank you. You're like a one man's game.
I could not find how old Laura Goff is, but I did find her on Facebook. And that's Laura Goff.
Oh, perfect.
She looks a lot nicer than I thought. She's fantastic. She's very approachable.
She sleeps really well every night.
Yeah.
Yes.
L O R A. Laura Goff.
Thanks, Laura.
We got one more story.
I wish I had the ability she had, the serenity prayer of like, just don't think about the things you can't control. Yeah. I can't control a snake in my car.
She's the best compartmentalizer ever.
All right, you ready for this?
Yes.
Final story sent in by Buckley Wilkinson at BH Wilkinson.
Mm-hmm. Thanks, Buckley.
Wilkinson. Thanks, buddy.
I love that Buckley has, and it could be a man or a woman, right?
Yeah, Buckley Wilkinson.
Buckley Wilkinson has two names of like the two most prestigious boarding schools in your town.
Yeah. It also sounded to me
is
like...
Is your kid going to Buckley or Wilkinson?
It also sounded to me like...
Couldn't get into Wilkinson, so we're going to Buckley.
Such a high-end like golf attire brand.
Yeah, right.
That it almost sounds jokey, but it's because it's so high-end.
I actually do use Buckley Wilkinson golf attire.
Laura, you use Buckley Wilkinson?
Yes.
Are you exclusively Buckley Wilkinson? Only Buckley Wilkinson? No, Buckley Wilkinson also sounds like an investment firm that would advertise during the U.S. Open.
Oh, 100%.
Or the law firm. Buckley and Wilkinson.
We at Buckley Wilkinson.
Do you have a snake in your car?
Did someone shit on your pants? We at Buckley Wilkinson will take care of all of those things. Do you have is there an animal control person who does not like snakes? We will take care of them at Buckley.
Call us at SSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSSS
You know, we didn't even discuss in that first story. What a pro move. That guy got shit on and was like, I'm done.
I'm out.
I'm leaving. Like, he's it out. Really I shut down the whole altercation. He was like, there's nowhere to go from here. Yeah, I'm getting out. In my car and leaving.
I would be beating that man until nobody, until the cops showed up.
Nobody's business. All right, let's do this.
Here we go. Center by Buckley Wilkinson. Investigators are searching for a man and a woman accused of theft after they took a television from the shelf at an Algiers pawn shop and then sold it back to the pawn shop.
Gangster. Straight gangster.
That is like...
They stole a TV and then sold it back
to the place they stole it from.
Wow.
But
does that happen at pawn shops all the time?
The duo, identified by the NOPD, New Orleans Police Department, as Don Adams...
Don Adams got smart.
These guys got smart.
Dana Francois Carter was captured on surveillance camera during the Thursday afternoon theft. Also, what a great...
Yeah, because no pawn shop ever has had surveillance cameras ever, right?
The theft occurred at about 5:20 p.m. That's a rush hour robbery. Mm-hmm. At a pawn shop in the 1600 block of Newton Street. Adams and Francois Carter entered the shop, and then Carter walked to the electronics aisle and took a television from the shelf.
Mm-hmm.
She was then seen removing price stickers from the television. Then they brought the television back up to the front counter, where Adams then pawned it.
Okay, they didn't even walk out of the store. They never
left the store.
Okay, so this is like a pickup basketball game where they don't take it back behind the line. No. You got to walk out of the store first.
How genius is this? If they're these people are so pay dumb. No attention to what anyone does. Nobody's we literally will know. Just take, a take the TV off the shelf
and right. see if we can
walk back up it. And be like, hey, we want to
You guys have this. A use for this TV? Wow.
I'm going to ask you guys, how much money do you think they got?
Her name is Francois Carter. I wish it
Dana
was.
Dana Francois Carter.
Francois Carter.
And his name is Don
Adams. Don Adams.
I mean, I was trying to make a Bonnie and Clyde, a Donnie and
something. Carter.
Yeah, Donnie and Francois.
Donnie and Fran.
Donnie and Claude.
How much money?
He's Donnie and Claude.
How much money do you guys think they got from the pawn shop that bought its own TV back?
$554.
Ooh, well, it depends what kind of a TV it is.
Flat screen, I'm assuming.
Okay.
Westinghouse.
Big back, 13 inch.
$200.
$554, you said? $200.
$200 from Randy's
I say club. They got $75.
Well, in order to make the deal, Don Adams had to give his ID card because they were pawning it.
Jesus, this is dummy.
There's so many people that are dumb in this story. The people working at the store that aren't... The
people just bought their own TV back. Yes. They're dumb.
Right.
Don, who gave his actual ID.
They pawned it for a total of... $175.
Oh, that's right. $200.
According to the Orleans Parish Court records, a Dana Francois with the same birthday as Francois Carter appeared to be a magistrate on May 21st on charges of simple burglary and illegal possession of stolen things. Imagine the conversation where they're like, hey, we wanted to get something for this TV. Looks pretty good.
Yeah.
How long you guys had it?
Yeah.
How long you had it? Not very long.
How's it working? I don't know.
You tell me.
I mean, I'd sell it.
You tell me. What do you think?
What do you think?
Yeah, we just bought this a couple of days ago.
We got one just got like this. You know what I'll give you for it?
A couple of... The woman's like, we just got this a couple of days ago.
Just a perfect dumb person story of like... Go. It's a. You just do the. You do it a circle.
A dumb circle of life.
How'd they get caught?
They got caught because the surveillance cameras, and he had to use his ID to pawn it for $175.
But no, so they they bought it. No, but they bought it.
They did buy it, and they walked out with the money, right?
Yeah. The store bought it back for $175 off the shelf that it had been sitting on in their store.
Yeah.
2 minutes earlier.
I feel like this whole episode, the guy who wouldn't quarter turn like 20 inches to shit not on someone's leg, the woman who wouldn't do something to get a snake out of her car that was
very little effort.
These people who wouldn't just look to see if there was the TV that they had on their know their merchandise.
I know.
If everybody would just do one. What a genius idea. Exactly.
Who's like, they're going to catch us if we do this?
Mm-hmm. No, if we have confidence.
It's almost so dumb that they could get away with it.
I agree. Like, I almost would be like, even the thought came into that, that's a familiar TV. I think I'd be like, no. No one grabs
something. No one would take
our own TV.
Yeah. So these guys were playing upon people's assumption of human nature to be like, we can fly this one by.
Anyone with information on Don Adams or Dana Francis Carter is asked to call any.
So they haven't been caught.
Still at large.
And they have his ID.
At large screen. Oh my
God.
Still at large screen.
Is asked to call any New Orleans Police Department 4th District Detective.
Oh my God.
And anonymous tips can be submitted by calling Crime Stoppers toll free it.
By the way, this is okay. Crime Stoppers also seems like a fake thing. Crime Stoppers seems like an organization that forces everyone to wear a cape. Do not need to wear a cape.
It sounds like a youth like program where like youth at risk have that t-shirt and that's the camp they go to in the summer.
Crime Stoppers. What's the efficiency rate on Crime Stoppers? Are they even doing a good job?
No. Crime Stoppers to me is just a group of like animated crime dogs.
Is that what it is?
Much of a Griff's.
So
this took place in
Rusty told us there was a crime down at the pawn shop.
Okay, this took place in New Orleans. Okay. This is what I'll say about
New Orleans. What's that, Rusty? They stole the same TV.
No, but this took place in New Orleans. Here's what I have to say about New Orleans, and this is crazy. Jay and I went, when we went to like a Marriott hotel, like definitely a hotel in the French Quarter where there was like it was a legitimate part of a larger chain, okay? Sure.
Like a Marriott Courtyard.
Okay, sure. So we go into the hotel and the front desk are two podiums, all right? So it's not even like a regular front desk where there's you got to go behind and a door and everything. And the guy behind one of the podiums, as we're checking in, is like, you want a beer? We're like, yeah, sure.
Offering us a beer.
And he slides with his foot over a cooler that has beer in it. And he's like, $3 a piece. I'm looking behind me. 50 feet is the bar. I'm like, does the bar sanction you selling your own beer out of your own cooler here? That's New Orleans. So I feel like this happens all the time. Pick up the TV from the back, try and sell it in the front. And New Orleans is just like, we can't solve this. There's no way we can solve this.
Well, it's such a small, $175. I mean, that's...
Right.
You sometimes have to just let that go.
You're not getting on America's Most Wanted.
No.
Mm-mm. This dirtbag came in there and got $175. If you see this face...
We aren't going to take it from him.
With someone with $100 in their pocket.
All right, so...
That's story three.
Story three, I love it. Well, to wrap things up, I thought it'd be really fun. Again, one of my favorite characters.
Can I come in?
Yeah, here he is right now.
Let me tell you something.
It's Carl. Carl.
None of your business with my last name.
I don't know your last name, Carl, but would you give us a wrap-up of the stories you heard today? Now, remember, the stories you heard is a man shitting on another man in a road rage thing.
You ever heard anything like that before?
Well, actually, it happened to me once.
Really? No.
What?
You know, luckily, there was no one in my path. But, I had a few explosions.
Did you know they were coming?
Well, yeah, of course. You know, I prepared. Really bared down.
Yeah. You bared down and let it go.
Yeah. Some went on my dog. Luckily, he's brown.
All right. So then you were able to hide it.
Didn't even
have
to bathe him.
You should have bathed him, Carl. Okay. Carl, question. Story number two. The woman with a snake that comes out of the air vent in her car, and she leaves it there overnight, goes to sleep, doesn't even think about
it. Well, let me tell you something.
All right.
Here's what I would do.
Uh-huh.
The lady missed her lunch break, right?
Yes.
Look, a snake's a good meal. She could have just cooked that thing up, you know, get that lighter in the car.
Light the floor. Put the floor mat on fire and hopefully you get the snake in there, too.
No, you take that little cigarette lighter and you just push it against the snake. Right, go right down the whole snake cooker up.
Yep, there you go.
You'll start smelling some nice, you know, snake meat smells. Wet your whistle. You know, get your appetite going. You can eat the head, too. A lot of people don't know that. I eat that first. And the rest is like dessert.
Okay. All right, final story was the guys who in New Orleans
steal a TV out of the store
and then just bring it up to, don't even take it out of the store, bring it right up to the front, resell it to them for $175. What do you do?
I think that's genius. I mean, if you want to sell something and you don't got nothing,
it's making something out
get
of it.
Something.
Yeah, I mean, them pawn stores got plenty of shit.
Yeah, they do.
That's true.
They don't know, and you're betting on the fact that they don't know half the shit they got in the pawn store.
Yeah, if you don't notice.
All right,
there it is.
If you don't notice.
Yeah, let me rephrase that.
Yeah, okay, go for it.
If you don't notice.
Okay,
right, that makes a lot of sense.
In other words, you know, if you can't tell.
Okay, that's it. And actually, that is a very different take on that.
Right.
If you really listen to what he's saying.
I don't know which take of those I want to follow.
You know, there's also if you didn't know.
Okay, so there's a bunch of angles.
Yeah.
Thanks, Carl. Well, have a good one. I see you're heading out of here in your what is that car?
Well, it's a bicycle.
Okay.
But Mm-hmm. I have all my belongings attached to it.
Okay, good. Yeah. So I was wondering why it just had so much. Yeah. It's like a bicycle with a
sidecar. It looks like a car. It looks like a giant truck. Yeah, but it's just a bicycle with a bunch of crap around it.
Okay, so it's a bicycle with a bunch.
And well, if a snake
pops out of that thing, I say...
You guys want to buy some cans?
No, we're good, Carl.
I've got a TV.
No, we're good. Where'd you get that TV?
None of your business.
All right, Carl, everybody. Nice.
There it is. This is a Dumb People Town, and oh shit, we got to get back to work.
It's a good show.